Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The American paid for, fought for, and taken the blame for empire. The empire that the globalists have built, that we have basically provided the blood, sweat, and tears to construct. The empire that's called the American Empire, but it's not the American Empire. It is in deep trouble. Mainly through its controllers' greed, but also their instinct to impoverish their slaves. Through those activities and through the general population's own decadence, we have seen the manifestation of cartoonishly ridiculous levels of Byzantine style corruption. And it's now all coming to a head. And from here on out, it is my historical analysis and summation that it's just going to get wilder and wilder and wilder. That's the bottom line. We have a top story that I will cover when we start the next segment. I'm almost tempted just to air the special report that's linked on Red up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because we say it so concisely and focused. But I will just break it down live on air. The report is titled, Senator Graham Warns of Nuke Strike After Missing Warheads Report. And if any video report ever got 50 million views on YouTube, this is it. A news video that gets 500,000 views is seen as viral. Some of the most viral news videos maybe have 10 million. Some of them are our videos. But you can have some fake sex tape, you know, have 30, 40, 50, 100 million, or a hippopotamus with diarrhea, you know, with 150 million. And, I mean, stuff like that, okay, it's funny to show your five-year-old, but at a certain point, this is really important information. And if this stuff gets out of hand, it could be the end of human civilization as we know it, maybe the end of life as we know it on this planet. CBS News reports that Senator Graham, the little neocon warmonger-in-chief, the war whore, the war Nelly, says that nukes in hands of terrorists could result in bomb coming to Charleston Harbor. Now, why is that so important? That's important because on Tuesday, the same day he came out and gave this speech that we didn't learn about until yesterday via show tips email from a listener, a viewer in South Carolina. Thank you for that tip. That it was in all the local news. He said, it's not a question of if, but when a bomb, a nuke, is going to go off in Charleston. In South Carolina. Now, this is on the heels of our report the same day about missing warheads at the base out in West Texas. In fact, will you guys print me Tuesday's report about that? Or I can do it. It's actually linked up right at the top of the right at the top of the story. And we are going to be going over that report coming up on the other side of this break, and then all the big news Syria developments. Lo and behold, they're now admitting it's a full-on bombardment and invasion preparation, and the forces lining up are for war with Russia, potentially, and China, not for Syria. So the globalists are eyeballing using the Syria conflict as the detonator for some type of war with Russia.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just-in-Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, it is Friday, the 6th day of September, 2013. We'll be here for the next 3 hours live. Then we'll be back tonight with all the latest developments, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find out details at InfoWarsNews.com. And then I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live with the Sunday show. That's why we have two different shows a day, the Nightly News and the radio show. That's why I do the Sunday show. Because the news is moving faster and faster, more and more is happening. In fact, I'm tempted to start a Saturday show. I don't think my wife would be too happy about that. I got home at midnight again last night. And the reason I'm doing this, even though there's nothing more I love hanging out with my children and playing Yahtzee with them or board games or painting or hiking around in the woods or fishing, and there's nothing I love more than hanging out with the French Bulldogs on my lap and my wife and you know, cooking supper, I love that. In fact, I'm almost scared to take a vacation. I may never come back. But I realize they have no future if I'm not here covering this information and trying to get the population, not just of the U.S., but worldwide, to understand how much danger we're in. And InfoWars.com is hitting massive pay dirt politically. all across the world, people are understanding that our analysis is as close to the truth as you're going to get. We're not infallible. We don't have all the answers, but we do our homework. We study, we research, and we've got our finger on the pulse of what's happening worldwide. We know the globalists. We know the other power blocks. We understand what all their agendas are. We've studied the criminology, and we're aware of what's happening. Now, I've been telling you for 2.5 years, because the Pentagon's public about this, and Brzezinski's public about this, these guys all write books and white papers communicating with each other. But they treat us like we're dumb animals and lie to us on television every night, but then talk to each other in white papers and tell the truth. What you're seeing in Syria is all about encircling Russia. When they're done taking out Syria and Iran and Pakistan, they're going to activate all the jihadi forces encircling Russia, backed up with paramilitary forces of the West, to basically slice up Russia in pieces. So when you hear Lindsey Graham saying that there are, you know, Al-Qaeda jihadis in Mexico infiltrating the U.S., it's true. And they hate America as well, but they're financed up the chain by the globalists. And, of course, the drooling jihadis aren't even aware of that themselves. You see, when Lindsey Graham says a nuke is going to go off in South Carolina, we're going to cover that from CBS News in a moment, he is in the same league as Al-Qaeda. They get power and stand to gain out of fear. Graham gets the national security state and no-bid weapons contracts and gets to destroy our liberties and poses our savior via the terror threat. It's elementary, ladies and gentlemen. So these scum, the Wahhabist jihadis, and then the military industrial complex itself run by globalist transhumanist banksters, they are all together as a legion of doom, a legion of psychopathic, sociopathic, control freak world domination. And they've offered the jihadis the entire Middle East, Eastern Europe, Central Asia, North Africa, if they will attack the West and then allow other targets to be bombed so the jihadis can then move in and take over. See, the jihadis attack, and then the West is then able to then actually come in and invade those areas because Americans can't tell the difference between Shiite and Sunni. But I'm not going to digress off into all that. Then you've got Iran that runs Hezbollah that really is dangerous and it really does have all sorts of sleeper cell brigades all over the world. And it was threatening to kidnap all the top military brass families and kill them, and it's threatening to attack every U.S. embassy in the Middle East and Europe, and it's threatening to then torture everyone to death that they basically get. And that is coming out of one of the top experts in the Supreme Council of Experts that elects the supreme leader, the Ayatollah. And they're saying, go ahead, attack Syria, we're going to activate sleeper cells. And believe me, Lindsey Graham and the New World Order, they love that. They'll get to pose as saviors when real terror attacks are happening and say, see, that's why we have the NSA. See, that's why all this is going on. And, oh, by the way, we've got to deal with domestic extremists who are working with the Muslims. They'll just say Muslims, not Shiite, not Sunni. And, by the way, they're having drills in Florida today of taking on Tea Partiers who have merged with Al-Qaeda or who have merged with other groups. I mean, this is the fantasy they put out. The Army War College earlier this year came out and said they believe the Tea Party is going to merge with Muslim extremists to attack the federal government. Now, of course, that's not true. That's ridiculous. But they're going to tell the paramilitary police that and try to have them start a civil war with us. The globalists aren't building armored fortresses everywhere because they're not planning something. They want to start a civil war. They believe they're going to make it through the civil war. That's really the cover for once and for all breaking the American Republic, stealing all the pension funds, and confiscating our firearms. And they've got the police and military trained on record for war with the American people. I saw a Raw story video taking my friend Joe Rogan out of context with a guest he had saying, and I had said that the plastic coffins weren't coffin liners and that they were for the American people. Guys, pull up Army Manual for Reeducation Camps in America. I want to give people the FM number at army.mil so you can read about this. I mean, the Stars and Stripes, the Pentagon, all the major publications. All the major publications are saying, oh, the Army's going to deal with domestic extremists and their gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians. It's FM3-39.40. Internment resettlement operations. How to process your Social Security numbers. How to take your kids from you. How to then brainwash you. It's all there. Go read it. But see, the mainstream media has done straw men where they say, oh, Alex claims that regular coffin liners are actually mass graves. No, I said FEMA was stockpiling coffin liners that are used in standard burial as part of a CDC plan to actually use them for plastic coffins to put up to four bodies a piece in it. And we got the Bureau of Cemeteries in New York State, Texas, and Arizona. Remember this years ago? It's an Aaron Dykes article showing they were being prepared for mass graves and to put people in coffin liners. And it all started when we had an emergency manager on from Indiana that borders Illinois, and they said prepare for a million dead out of Chicago to be buried in your county. And we had them on the show. They were part of a drill, and so we began an investigation and found out they were cashing plastic grave liners all over the country. That does, and then the media is like, how dare you say the people whose land was leased to put these on are part of a plan to kill everybody? We never said that. So they always build a straw man, put the straw man out there, and then say that we said it. By the way, I'm not predicting that an atomic or hydrogen bomb is going to go off the coast of South Carolina. Lindsey Graham, the creature from South Carolina. You've heard of the creature from the Black Lagoon? He's the creature from South Carolina. They're trying to do a recall on him right now with all the Tea Party folks. He's freaking out. The word's out on Mr. Open Borders, Mr. Anti-Gun, Mr. Scumbag. There's the CBS News headline. Nukes in hands of terrorists could result in bomb coming to Charleston Harbor. Now, I don't know if that's really going to happen. I'm saying if we don't cover this, it could be a real threat that they're planning to stage, you know, a real event, but they're going to stage it. And so we better talk about it. Kind of like a month ago, I get a call from one of my law enforcement sources at 9 o'clock at night while I'm at a Mexican food restaurant about to go see the new Matt Damon movie at the time, Elysium. I walk out in the parking lot, make two phone calls to my state police and military source, confirm the document, call the phone number, have them pick up at the Army base in Bastrop and ask how I got it, the restricted document. And then I went and shot a video about how there was a terror alert telling police that there would be terror attacks on the 8th, 9th, or the 2 weeks after that in Austin, naming the targets, as well as Pasadena, California. Now, the next day, the Pentagon comes out and says it's a real terror alert we put out, but it was wrong. There isn't a real al-Qaeda threat. They just put that out to create fear-mongering. Then my detractors take that and claim I put out a fake report. Look, nobody blew up Austin. No, we broke hardcore inside info with fake alerts they were putting out to fearmonger and practice federalization of police. Now, when we come back, our top story, before I get into all the huge news of Putin warns Russia could get involved militarily if they strike Syria. That's escalating rapidly. Aircraft carriers, missile cruisers from both sides are showing up. Russian troop carriers are right alongside Marine Corps troop carriers that are fully loaded, ready for the start of World War III. But meanwhile, we got missing nukes from a military base in West Texas that are reportedly going to South Carolina, right as Graham says, brace for nuclear attack.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelter should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
All right, let me just recap what happened Tuesday and then what broke last night, and that is the top story on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Then we'll get into all the latest Syria news and take your phone calls. Ahead of Gerald Celente joining us and Professor Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. chemical weapons treaties, to break down exactly what he sees happening with the situation in Syria. But Before we go any further here, I want to be very clear about this. I don't know exactly what's going on here. I have racked my brain over this. I can't believe that we're in the middle of this story and that we broke this. I don't like breaking this story. It's kind of like if you walked out in the parking lot and some giant gorilla guy, you know, was beating up a woman. You're not really happy you're going to have to stand up to him, but, you know, you just do it. And this stuff falls in our lap and we confirm it. I take my licks, ladies and gentlemen, because this is dangerous. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to know this, okay? When they had nukes come up missing in 2007, stealth cruise missiles, they loaded on B-52s and then secretly shipped from Minot, North Dakota, down to Louisiana, people blew the whistle on the base, and was six of them committed suicide or got murdered in the next few weeks before investigators could talk to them. It was a major congressional and Pentagon investigation, and they said it was a bizarre accident. They weren't scheduled to have drills. They weren't supposed to load the stealth cruise missiles. Guys, we pull up the famous Minot missing nuke. Wikipedia has actually got a good page on it with links to the congressional report, and they've got a Pentagon Air Force report that actually shows the stealth cruise missiles. They're like little stealth bombers. I mean, they killed the people. They killed the people. Let me explain something. They killed the people that were witnesses to what really happened here. Okay? So that'll give you an idea of the courage it took for the individual to contact us through another individual, because they know about the NSA stuff, obviously. And I'm sure they probably even know who the folks are. And if you kill these people, we're going to expose it. And if something happens to us, it's all going to, you know, come out. We don't really know more. It'll just bring attention onto what's going on. The nuclear warheads that weren't supposed to be at the Air Force Base, Dyess Air Force Base in West Texas, the B-1B bomber base, and the B-1Bs, by the way, most of them left a few weeks ago. Word is they're in Diego Garcia, that island off the coast of Africa, in striking distance of the Persian Gulf. They're a first-strike nuclear, below-the-radar weapon, an incredible, probably the greatest bomber ever made that's declassified, according to most of the pilots I talked to. It just blows away the B-2 bombers, I'm told. You know, the whole swept-wing aircraft. And to make a long story short, this comes in from this source. They're high level on the base. I'll just leave it at that. Everyone's standing there with their mouths hanging open. Okay? And the police, there's civilian police on the base. My person witnessed this. They're the ones that ask questions. They're like, no paperwork. And they're like, hey, the base commander's here. These are going off. And as it went off the base, the police went to the truck drivers and said, where are you going? And then there was some type of big fracas over that because they weren't supposed to ask him. Truck drivers said, South Carolina, but we don't know where it's going from there. Now, you're not supposed to talk to me. Leave me alone. And everybody knew you're not supposed to just have nuclear weapons that aren't even supposed to be on the base. And maybe it was a drill or something. I've tried to rack my brain. Maybe they were dummy warheads. Maybe it was a drill, a test. They do lots of stuff like this. I don't know. See, when I say I don't know what's going on, this is way above my pay grade, way above. I'm in way over my head. But you know what? Everybody's in over their head. Who knows what's really going on? That's why I'm going to open the phones up. We have a lot of people that were nuclear launch technicians that retired that have called in with accurate info because I studied this a bit myself. I can tell they're accurate callers. And there's a lot of people that have driven nuclear convoys. I know they move them around in 18-wheelers and on trains. That's on record. Have you ever heard of something like this? Have you ever said, I know Special Forces usually takes these around, and that's who showed up reportedly in plain clothes with Special Forces out of Florida to be driving behind and in front of these trucks. We know that the U.S. doesn't really just have 8,000 warheads. It used to be something like 30-something thousand. The Russians had 40-something thousand. They claim we've got only 3,000 operational, 8,000 total. Look, the point is there's a lot more nukes. But the rest of the story, the crew came in when these articles came in yesterday from CBS News about Graham saying South Carolina will be hit by a nuke if we don't attack Syria, basically. And people had turned white, folks. With, oh my gosh, and I don't know if it's connected. It looks bad. We're going to tell you about what Lindsey Graham is saying about this when we come back. And I'm going to give the number out because I want to hear what you have to say.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
If you go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones or on one of our many Facebook pages, you can read the headline, Senator Graham warns of nuke strike after missing warheads report. And here is the CBS News headline. Graham, nukes in hands of terrorists could result in bomb coming to Charleston Harbor. Now, this got almost no national attention until today after we broke this last night. This was in CBS Local and the other TV stations quoting him saying, you know, look, I'm telling you, in the next 6 months, there will probably be a bombing in Charleston Harbor by Iran or Syria with a nuke if we don't go in there. You can go read his quotes right there. And it's linked in our article at InfoWars.com that is red linked in the featured news area. In fact, I'm going to have that move back to the top. You ask the crew to move it back to the top of featured news. So now I'll move to the bottom. Now, again, by itself having Lindsey Graham saying, I have intel, they were going to get an atomic weapon or already have one, and they're going to bomb the harbor and kill you. They're trying to basically recall him right now. They're organizing that, and he's up there going, do what I say or you're going to get blown up. I mean, he's a terrorist. That's what terrorists do. Give me political power or you're dead. That's the definition of terrorism. Threatening violence or carrying out violence for a political or economic advantage. Go read the classical definition of terrorism. Now they call it, you know, filming the police. Now they call it liking George Washington. Literally. Well, that's the terrorist. Of course the terrorist would talk like that. I mean, this is 2 + 2 = 4, and I think they've jumped the shark here. So by itself, what is Lindsey Graham doing? Running around saying, we got to go into Syria or we're going to get nuked. That's like, we got to go into Iraq or he's going to nuke us. Tony Blair said he can launch missiles in 45 minutes. We got to attack right now. And, oh, these are the mobile trucks that have the anthrax in them, when they knew they were British hydrogen trucks to pump up surveillance blimps to direct artillery that the U.S. recommended they buy from England so that the CIA commandos could direct artillery in the Iran-Iraq war. So they knew exactly what the trucks were premeditatedly and said that Iraq had done that. But I'm digressing. That's the problem with having knowledge, folks, is it's all interconnected. You just know what a wall of bullet is. So how are they now saying we're going to get nuked if we don't do this? And what did we say? You can go watch it in the video that's in the article from Tuesday. We said, you know, this may not just be to covertly ship these overseas because they would have had an official transfer of the weapons. This is only done by a presidential order to a commander to not have a record of the weapons, and that's very nefarious. And the word is it was Dick Cheney back in 2007 that had the cruise missiles transferred out of Minot. So that's a scandal. Graham saying that they're going to get hit in Charleston, South Carolina by a nuke. Or he said Charleston or New York. New York Harbor or Charleston if they don't do this. I mean, do what I say, start World War III, do all this or we're going to get nuked. And the question is, you got Putin now saying they're going to militarily back up Syria. I mean, just a bombshell Fox News report linked up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. That just changed the last 4 hours. You've got Russian troop-carrying ships arriving, and the word is they're loaded, folks. They're loaded with Spetsnaz Marines. Spetsnaz just means special forces in Russian. So you got Army Spetsnaz, Marine Spetsnaz, Air Force Spetsnaz, just like in the U.S., you got different branches of special forces. And they got specialized Spetsnaz, commando Spetsnaz, FSB, you know, Spetsnaz above that. Just like it's the same setup here. They just call it Delta Force. And other groups. There's stuff above Delta Force, folks, I will assure you. They don't even have names. Men formerly associated with special forces is what they're called. And, I mean, it's on, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not America versus Russia. It's global banksters that Russia kicked out in the last decade and arrested. And I'm not in love with Russia. They're corrupt and out of control. But they're not eugenicists now. They pay you to have kids. Russia's now saying, don't take all the vaccines. They're dangerous. I mean, I think Putin actually likes Russians. I think that's what this comes. He says, get married, have children, don't take a lot of vaccines, don't drink fluoride. You know, radiation's not good for you. Over here, it's all the opposite. Kids, go out and play sports. Don't watch television. The opposite of what our system. And I'm not romanticizing Putin. I mean, it works for a whole underground KGB echelon that really just want to be the robber barons themselves and kick the Rothschilds and Rockefellers out. That's come out in court. They kicked them out. That most of the Russian stuff was owned, going back even to 1920 or so, by the globalists, like Armin Hammer and Al Gore's dad and all that. They made all the money off the Soviet Union. Kleptocratic globalists ran the commies, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's for the people. You're in a forced labor camp. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, how's that sound? So we've got all this going on, and so we put this intel came in about 9 a.m. on Tuesday. For some reason, I wasn't told about it until after the show, which I guess I tell them don't interrupt me, but then stuff like that, they should interrupt me. And then we confirm it, make some calls after the show. We put our story out about 4. This came out about 5 o'clock on CBS News and others, right after we'd already started putting our report out. Simultaneously, Graham, we learned about this the last night, yesterday afternoon, is saying brace for nuke attacks. So we're told the nukes are going there. And then now he says Charleston, South Carolina, or New York Harbor, those are the targets of the Muslim extremist if we don't go into Syria and Iran. And then now Iran chimes in saying, we are going to run black ops on you if you attack. So, I mean, this is just a complete disaster, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know exactly what's going on here. And this may all be unrelated. Okay, my source, who I doubt is wrong, didn't tell me this. I'm trying to come up with excuses, other possibilities. Maybe it was dummy warheads. Maybe it was part of a drill. Maybe they wanted to see how people would respond. But my gut tells me this is really scary and really dangerous, to the point of I'm not even freaked out, really. It's so horrible, and my gut tells me things are so serious, now I'm even more focused. I'm just resigned to whatever happens. And you look at all the rest of the stuff going on in the world, and I said Tuesday, I said, Anthony Gucciardi, in the interview we did, he said, this could be a false flag. And I said, yes, they could hold the East Coast hostage, they could detonate it and say Syria or Iran did it. And then little did I know, as I was taping that for the nightly news at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it aired at 7, as I was taping that emergency alert for the InfoWars nightly news, Graham was giving a town hall meeting saying that. And the media didn't pick up on it nationally. You'd think they would, saying, we're going to get by nukes. It's going to happen. Go read his quotes. You know, I'm not telling you it's a possibility. I'm saying it's probably going to happen if you don't get behind this war. And you've got them caught lying about no boots on the ground, and now they need boots on the ground. And lying and saying they never said red line when he clearly said red line. And you've got the fact that they are running al-Qaeda, and al-Qaeda's the main force, and they're the image of the al-Qaeda bums, you know, with military lined up shooting them, is really freaking people out. The exit, and then throwing them in wells so the villagers have to fish the rotten bodies out, you know, so it ruins the water for 5 years. That's an old tactic, to throw dead bodies in wells, folks. Those deep desert wells that are hundreds of feet, even if they're able to fish them out, they've ruined those wells for years if they're unable to immediately fish out all the dead bodies. And that's what they're doing. Scorched earth. They tell the Christians, come out, it'll be okay. They come out, they rape them, kill them. And there's al-Qaeda videos where they say, you are a infidel, so I'm going to rape and kill you. And there's all these, there's a video on the official jihadi sites that Drudge Report linked to last night from InfoWars.com, where an al-Qaeda operative says, we do as bin Laden told us. We kill women and children. We're going to kill every Christian in Syria. Osama bin Laden, oh, I mean, you have to hear this stuff. It's disgusting. And then you realize our military is training these people in Jordan. And it's disgusting. Put that back on screen, guys, and take the bug down so folks can read it. Thank you. Yeah, those are trying to take out the chemicals which produce a lethal and deadly gas that I possess. And, yeah, he's bragging that he's been given the chemical weapons. And that, of course, they're using chemical weapons. And you can look at that guy. That's not an actor. That's the real deal, folks. When you look at Adam Gadon, the grandson of the former head of the ADL, that's an operative from studios in D.C., on-record Pentagon operative, just like Anwar al-Awlaki. But that guy right there, you can take, that guy is a real Wahhabist jihadi right there. We kill the kids and women, as Osama bin Laden said, until they cease killing our women. And who are they killing? Other Muslims who want to send their daughters to college and who want to have freedom in their country. And who is the West pouring in like a poison from the Caucasus and from Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan and Qatar, they are and Libya, they are injecting the jihadis in who wear bin Laden insignias, and he is their God. He is their George Washington. And they are 60% of the force. The Council on Foreign Relations admitted a year ago and said we need them. Now they're more than 60%. And folks, they are absolute Worst of the worst. Torturers, rapers, make fathers go do suicide bombing or they kill their whole families. You know, most suicide bombers, they come and say, all right, Christian, or all right, Alawite, you're going to go blow up that police checkpoint, or we're going to kill your three daughters and your two sons and your wife. And they go, please don't make me do it, please. There's videos of this. They go, okay, walk over to the three-year-old, blow their head off. The guy cries, now I will kill the rest unless you suicide bomb. Is that clear? And the father gets in the truck, loads it up, drives it in, blows it up. Usually they just line the family up anyways, shoot them up against the wall. You can watch videos online, splatter their guts all over the wall, and go, la, 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 when they do it. I mean, this is the type of stuff that's going on. And I'm supposed to sit here and watch all this going on. We're in the middle of a Shiite-Sunni civil war, folks. And the Iranians, 1 million-plus Iranians, 1 million-1, 1 million-5, low estimate, 1 million-1, died in the 7-year war with Iraq, folks. 1 million of them. 1 million of them. They will fight. You understand that? And the globalists, that's their false flag, I'm beginning to understand. They're going to start a war with Iran. And again, I'm not living over there. I'm not a fan of the mullahs, but they're not attacking us. They say, you keep pushing. Fine, we're going to go completely crazy with asymmetrical warfare everywhere. And the government's like, good, we're going to totally take over when they attack us. You understand? So the globalists run al-Qaeda to start the war with the Shiites. The Shiites are going to go completely ape. And it's going to be jihad everywhere. And the New World Order is going to swoop in and take over during the crisis. You got what the EAS takeover systems are for in the media. You got what the checkpoints are set up for. You got what everything's primed for. It's a coup d'etat. How do you take down America? Create and finance a foreign enemy, get giant wars going, and then use the big war, maybe even with Russia, as a pretext to say, you better get in line with what the government wants, or it's going to be the end of the world, basically. We're being held hostage by the crazy globalist.
USA! USA!
Yeah, let's go chant USA for Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen. Disgusting. So here it is out of Fox News. Putin warns Russia could come to Syria's aid as he touched down in St. Petersburg yesterday. President Obama greeted him. And you guys printed me this. It cut it off again. I want to put a new printer driver in there so we don't relive this Groundhog Day. It's not a big deal. You have to get IT over with a new printer. I don't care what we have to do. I just need this where I can read it. Thanks. But there's the article as he touched down. The cordially greeted belows the tinderbox the two leaders are sitting on as they posture and deliberate over the potential U.S. strike on Syria, one of Russia's closest Mideast allies. Putin escalated concerns about the fallout from a strike when he indicated in an interview published Wednesday that his country would send Syria and its neighbors in the region the components of missile shield if the U.S. attacks. U.S. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, testified this week that the Russians might even replace any military assets the U.S. destroy in the strikes. And it goes on from there. This is all going on. This is all happening. And meanwhile, I'm going to explain this to you again. I'm just going to say it this way. It appears secret nuclear weapons cache was disappeared out of Dyess Air Force Base. And we were told from our source it was going to South Carolina. I don't know if that's true. But obviously everyone was freaking out because this was completely legal from what I know about law and the last investigation of this happening in 2007. So, again, I'm going to open the phones up to former special forces that handled Davy Crockett type systems, frog systems, you name it. My sources weren't even sure what type of warheads they were. They looked like warheads that would go inside. Well, I'm not even sure from what they said. You know, they looked like the type that would go on an ICBM because the MIRV pops open and then it's got warheads inside of it. Rocket loaded warheads that come back into the atmosphere. The top pops off, the nose gun pops off, you'll have a bunch of dummies as well, and then those will fire out different directions to stop anti-missile systems, and then you'll have, say, half of them that are actually hydrogen bombs. But from what I know, I'm just going to leave it at that, they look like just the warheads, the smaller warheads, but not tactical types that a 3- or 5-man team would carry. So I don't know. I don't know. Again, most people who even worked in nuclear forces wouldn't know all this stuff. It's all extremely classified. I've tried to study it. I've tried to understand it. Dr. Bob Bowman, our big nuclear expert, died last week. We can't get the former head of the Star Wars program on about that anymore. I'd love to be getting his take on what happened here and his knowledge. So it's really terrible when people like that die. You lose all that knowledge, not just a good man. And so I need to open the phones up to nuclear strike forces, former people that worked in this, security folks in the Marines, the Army, the Air Force that would give security on convoys of nukes. What do you think? Because I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know, real source, freaked out, said this is going on. Going to South Carolina, this the same day Graham comes out and says, look for South Carolina to be hit by nukes. If you don't give up all your rights. I mean, like, literally a terrorist. You know, bombs will go off if you don't do what I say. I mean, that's a terrorist. That's the definition. Do what I say or bombs go off. Increase Homeland Security's funding or we'll be nuked. I mean, this is what they all do. Big sis, all of them. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we'll go 20 minutes in the next hour before Gerald Celente joins us.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I'm giving the phone number out for any active duty or retired military personnel that want to give their take, and I know it's speculation, on any other reason they could say that they were releasing without paperwork multiple truckloads of secret warhead caches at Dyess Air Force Base in Texas to be sent to South Carolina. And then we have Lindsey Graham, one of the chief warmongering neocon monsters, just total authoritarian, who's been financing Al-Qaeda against the Syrian people. Then he has the nerve to say, if you're even in contact with Al-Qaeda, you don't get a lawyer if you're a U.S. citizen, and that we're going to torture you and kill you. Don't forget those quotes. I have it in the upcoming Obama deception, too. He said that on C-SPAN. Meanwhile, he's funding Al-Qaeda. What do you think's going on? You don't have to be part of the retired nuclear forces. I know we've had those calls here. And I know enough to know the people are real and know what they're talking about. I just want your angle, your perspective, because I'm not a talk show host who'll just tell you, I know what's going on if I don't know what's going on. Most of the time, I do know what's going on, or I've got a good idea of it. But, I mean, is it coincidence he's saying South Carolina brace to be nuked if you don't attack Syria and Iran? And that they're going to, you know, Iran or Syria is going to bring a bomb in here and blow it up. Meanwhile, nukes are being sent there. Or maybe, and who knows, it may not just be nukes being delivered out of Dyess. Maybe this is happening at other bases. I don't know. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And by the way, before I go to your calls and in all this craziness, please don't forget to support InfoWars.com by getting the T-shirts, the books, the films, the materials, the September issue of the magazine about political correctness, really exposing it. It's a special issue. The ProPure water filter systems that are so important to purify your water for you and your family. The best systems out there at the best price. Promo code WATER, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get American Drug War II, exposing the incredible drug war and what it does to children. You can also get State of Mind on CIA Mind Control, a new film we're the exclusive distributors of. It's just hundreds of incredible items, InfoWarsStore.com. And these are really your donations. We're not like Rachel Maddow that gets stimulus money for MSNBC from Obama. No, you just free will, you support us, we can continue on. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, John says he's a chemical, nuclear, schooled ex-military. Got about 2 minutes before we get a break. What is your take on what I've laid out here, sir?
Well, quickly, Alex, I just wanted to talk about that chemical attack that happened in Syria. There was a guy on CNN they were interviewing that said that he survived that chemical attack by making a homemade gas mask. He punched holes in the bottom of a paper cup and stuffed it with cotton bat and held it over his mouth. Well, that kind of mask is no good against nerve agents. A drop the size of a pinhead on your skin will kill you. It's no good against blister agents, mustard gas, Lucite, phosgene.
Oh, obviously that's pure bull, of course. Yeah, I've seen him saying that, yeah.
The only thing that mask would help, it would stop, was chlorine gas. That's the first gas the Germans used in World War One, and as an emergency measure, the Allied and the French and British troops had to urinate on a cotton pad and hold over their mouth. That was the only thing. It would stop chlorine gas. Anybody can make chlorine gas.
Yeah, one reason Hitler was so mentally ill is he got reverse gas three times when the gas would blow back onto the German lines. Real quick, I'll hold you over and then go to others, but what's your take on these missing nukes?
I don't know, Alex. They've gotten away with so much with killing Kennedy, the Oklahoma City, with the 911. I mean, they figured they can get away with anything, and it may be a false flag.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.